Refuting Compromise, Death Before Sin.
Answers with Ken Ham, whose Creation Museum and Planetarium are opening near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, some Christians claim that when Adam sinned, he only died spiritually. They say that physical death already existed in the world. What do you and the Bible say?
Mark, the reason some Christians say that sin only brought spiritual death is because they've been influenced by the ideas of the secular world. You see, they believe in an earth that's millions of years old. Now, if a Christian believes in evolution of millions of years, then death was already in the world a long time before Adam sinned. Thus, they say, Adam's sin resulted in only spiritual death, separation from God. But in Genesis chapter 3, we read that because of sin, God told Adam he would now return to the dust from which he was made. Now, this is definitely referring to physical death. And also in the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul compares the death of the first Adam to the death of the last Adam, Jesus Christ. Now we know that Jesus died physically on the cross. If Adam's death was only spiritual, then this comparison Paul makes doesn't make any sense. No, Adam's sin resulted in both spiritual and physical death. There was no human or animal death before sin. Christians can't be consistent if they believe in millions of years.
Therefore, if Christians believe in an old age for the earth, they're also saying that creatures were living and dying before Adam sinned. That's an important theological point, which Ken Ham develops in a fascinating free booklet. Find it at AnswersRadio.com.